Hare Krishna. Question from Gita Mataji. I have a friend who is connected with a Christian preacher who says that actually Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven and Hinduism is a lie of the devil. So how do we respond to this? Answer: we see such propaganda as a misconception created by the influence of tamoguna, by the influence of ignorance. In general, every religion has certain statements which are exclusivist. So broadly, if you look at the statements in the religions, they can be said to be exclusivist, pluralist, and inclusivist. Exclusivist means my way is the only way. And these sort of statements are given primarily to kindle faith in the followers. So yes, Jesus did say that I am the way and none shall go to, I am the light, the way, and none shall go to the Father except through me. So now, this statement, if there are some scholars, some Christian scholars themselves who admitted, if we go back to the Hebrew of the statement, then there is a significant word there which indicates present, which means presently. So what Jesus essentially said is that I am presently the only way. Yes, for his audience, he was the teacher, he was the guru, and the guru is the way to God. So what Jesus was saying is right, but that presently has been removed from most from almost all translations of the Bible, and he has been made eternally into the only way to God. But such an idea limits God's mercy to only one way. So God, if God is unlimited, why should his mercy be limited to only one way? And actually that is not mercy, that is autocracy. That is autocracy it is autocratic form of religion where all power is monopolized in one particular figure. And then it is expanded to those, that power is shared in a self-congratulatory way with those who accept that narrow dogma. So this idea that my religion is the only true religion and my way is the only way to God, this is a very primitive and childish idea. And people whose faith is very insecure, people who cannot see the authentic spirituality, the profound saintliness, the great love of God that people in other traditions are also having. It is only those who close their eyes to the spirituality, the saintliness and the devotion that is there in other traditions. Only such people can somehow hold on to this belief that my way is the only way. And that's why I said the notion that my way is the only way is a product of deliberate ignorance. So the intention of such a statement is benevolent, but its consequence has turned out to be malevolent. The intention was what? That suppose a patient goes to a doctor and that patient states that you know, I went to this doctor and this doctor said this, and I went to this doctor and this doctor said this, take this pill, this doctor said do this surgery, this doctor said take this injection, and this person is just caught up in all those ideas. So the doctor made it just forget everything that everyone else has said. Just do what I am telling you, you will become cured. So now, this statement, when a doctor makes such a statement, it is not meant to reject all other doctors as false. It is simply meant to create focus in the patient so that the patient can take this particular treatment and become cured. Similarly, statements like I am the only way, which of course, as I said, or in the original Hebrew, there is presently also, but whatever, point of the statement is to inspire a one-pointed faith, to extrapolate from there and to claim that all other ways are false. This is an unwarranted and undesirable extrapolation. So we don't have to feel insecure by such narrow-mindedness that some people might exhibit. We understand that God is unlimited and His grace is also unlimited. And that's why He manifests His grace in many, many ways. Now, traditionally, Christians have had this approach towards all other religions, or whatever they call it, other gods. So whenever they see anybody worshipping any god other than what they consider as the true god, then they consider it as a false god, and that false god they want to destroy. They want to desecrate. And actually, Islam carries on that false god bashing tendency further, often more violent ways, and that's why they destroy deities and they destroy the gods of other religions, because they consider they are false gods. But the point is, if one objectively considers the qualities of God that are described in the Indian scriptures, if you look at in the Hindu scriptures, what is called Hindu scriptures today, for example, if you look at the Bhagavad Gita, now in the 10th chapter, if you look at the attributes that are described, Aksharana Makarosmi, I am the letter A, Bhutana Adishcha Adhyamcha, Adishya Madhyamcha Bhutana Madhyamcha. Krishna says, I am the beginning, the middle and the end of all things. So in the Bible, Krishna, God says that I am the Alpha and the Omega of all things. So now, essentially, if we see the attributes of the one God that are described in the Bible are strikingly similar to the attributes of that God, of the one God who is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So actually, it is the same one God that is being worshipped. And the point is, if only by closing one's eyes to the spiritual truths that are there in other traditions, can some narrow-minded Christians hold on to the idea that their way is the only way to God. But that same one God has manifested himself in many forms and has provided many ways so that people can become elevated. God is so eager for people to come back to him that he manifests again and again, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. So historically, although Christians have had this idea of demonizing other gods and trying to destroy them, there has been a tempering of that brand of propaganda because of contact with people of other religions and because of perceiving the deep spirituality that is there in other religions. So now, presently, so historically Christians have adopted three broad ways. One is demonization, second is irrelevance, and third is fulfillment. So demonization means that these are parts of the demon and these are so the gods of other religions, say the gods of Hinduism, are actually the forms of the devil, and if you follow them you'll go to hell. So this is the misleading propaganda, and we should see that those people who make this propaganda, they are influenced by ignorance, and we don't have to get disturbed by such propaganda at all. So especially when Christians came to India, Christian missionaries came to Serampore in Bengal, and from there they started spreading to India during the rule of the East India Company. So initially they used the strategy of demonization, and they found that there was no effect. Very few Hindus actually converted to Christianity. Although the Christians viciously and vigorously criticized Hinduism, the Hindus basically tried to reform their religion rather than reject their religion. And so then they went from that strategy of demonization to irrelevance. They said that, we Christians, our religion is a scientific religion. And our religion is led to the progress of humanity. Just see, the science and technology. And your religion, it believes in so many old-fashioned, outdated, unscientific things. So it may have been true at one time, but it is not true. It is not relevant right now. So Christianity is the more relevant religion. So this is how they tried to attract people from Hinduism to Christianity. And currently, many missionaries use the idea of fulfillment. Fulfillment theology is that other religions propagate some good, may help people to develop some good qualities, and so that their spiritual growth can become fulfilled when they come to Christianity. For example, in Pune, there is a Gyandeep School of Theology, which is a seminary for teaching, for training young Christians to become priests. So what is their slogan? Now, Gyanadipa actually is the word in Bhagavad Gita, Gyanadipena Bhaswataha. So their ideas, they have, their slogan is they have the symbol of various Hindu gods, and they have Krishna at the top of all these gods, and all this is like a deepa, is like a lantern or a light, and then out of the flame is coming out Jesus. So their idea is by worshipping all the other gods, you will ultimately come to the level of worshipping Jesus. So rather than demonizing Hindu gods, they consider that the worshipping of the Hindu gods is a progressive way to come to the worship of Jesus and worship of the one true God through Jesus. So these are all different strategies that different Christian missionaries use when they encounter other religions. If they completely close their eyes to the other religions, then they can continue to believe that there is no spiritual worth in other religions. And this was the dogmatic belief that the Catholic Church held on to till it came to Pope John Paul II. And during his times, and during slightly before him, the Catholic Church did see a significant change. And now they say that we accept as well all that is true and good in other religions as having spiritual worth. And there are Christians who also appreciate the spirituality in other religions. So there are Hare Krishna devotees who have done interfaith conferences with Christians. Anuttama Prabhu in ISKCON is a pioneer. He's worked on the Christian Vaishnava dialogues. And as there has been interaction, many Christians who had grown up with this belief that our religion is the only way to God, when they see in the bhakti expressions of the great saints within the Vaishnava tradition, they have acknowledged that, you know, this is very similar, in fact, in some ways deeper than what is there in Christianity. They may not say this in public, sometimes they do say it, but the point is that this idea that Hinduism is a lie of the devil, and yes, there is much that is there in Hinduism which is undesirable, which can be said to be a lie of the devil. For example, the idea of worshipping some human beings as God itself. These are all false ideas. So there is something wrong, but like that, there is wrong in Christianity also. You know, in Catholic Church, there have been so many, there are so many abuses. The monks have done so much terrible child abuse. And in the Protestant Church also, there have been scandals that are there. So in every religion, there will be scandals because there are human beings who are imperfect, and often they fall to some imperfections in a grievous way. And there are other human beings who exploit the prestige and power of religion to pursue their own ends. So by using the worst case examples of certain religions to demonize the whole religion, if that is the strategy to be used, that can be turned around, and that can apply to Christians also with equal criticism. So rather than looking at that, rather than comparing the best in one's own religion with the worst in others' religions, which is what these sort of missionaries do, you know, that is unfair comparison. We could compare the best of Hindu saints with the child abusing monks of the Catholic Church. Then where would that compare? That's not a fair comparison. So you have to look at the spiritual ideals of Christianity. You have to look at the spiritual ideals that are given in the bhakti tradition, especially, and then there are then one can see that it is the same one true God that is being worshipped. So I have written an article called "There Is Much That I Have to Tell You," and this is available in the Spiritual Scientist. And the similarities and the significant differences between Christianity and the Vaishnava path of bhakti, I've discussed them over there. So essentially, you know, we should just turn a blind ear towards such people who claim that Jesus is the only way and Hinduism is a lie of the devil. We have to understand that they are covered over by tamoguna, and it is their tamoguna which is being reflected by such narrow-minded fanatical statements. Thank you. Hare Krishna.